Hello.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us again.
Welcome back to Kronk and the Bro, episode 2.
That's right. Yep, we're live in New Paltz, New York, slightly upstate from our normal New York City headquarters. But,
we need to get out of the city for a few days, a much needed break from all the things going on in the world.
Yes, there's some craziness going on right now, but, I think that's covered enough, so I think we'll talk about the things that we miss.
We're not here to talk about that.
Yeah, so let's talk about, I guess, things that are on hiatus or things that we love.
Our
I think that'll be our topic.
Places and things that we miss during this shutdown.
Yes. Yep. So everyone is into binging. Everyone, of course, we know there's TV shows and there's all these streaming platforms. But for me personally, I miss physically going to movies. So for me, really, when I go to movies is like for action movies. So something with good sound, like planes flying over your head. You know, of course, gunfire for me is cool. But yeah, I miss going to the movies for sure. Something we talked about a little bit.
But what about going to the movies? Because I don't know about you, but I really like watching a good movie in my pajamas. Because then I have like 5 feet from where I'm sitting to where I have to go to bed. And then you don't have to buy the snacks. I mean, I don't know. I kind of like this like new streaming era because if you don't like a movie, you can just stop it and start a new movie. I know, you're a purist.
Well, the thing is, the streaming's not going to go anywhere, right? We're always going to have that. It's not going to change anytime soon. But when a cool movie comes out, now for me, it's like, a new Bond movie comes out or a Star Wars or something. Live action, see that. I want to see that in a theater. I want to walk in and...
No, of course. There's nothing better. Surround sound.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like I said, it's just a different experience, Because then all of a sudden, people call, then people pick up their phone while they're, watching movies. And then they ask you, oh, what happened here? I'm like, well, get off Instagram and you'll find out what happened in the movie,
I will say that the new recliner seats in movie theaters are selling me a little bit. Not that I needed convincing. I do love a good old-fashioned movie. But the recliner seats where your seat is assigned and you don't have to, go and, out, 2 to 4 seats depending on how many people you're going to the movie with, that is nice.
That's kind of the pressure the movie industry has been put under, too, with the streaming service. Because now they're like, okay, now we got to compete with people sitting at home. Like, we have to make this experience awesome.
And it has improved. Anywhere between $18 to $20. Even more if you count snacks and beverages. Like, is it worth $40? Is this movie worth $40? Are you going to give me that kind of experience?
I think if you go for the right movies, it is. I think if you go... For me, comedies are great to see in theaters because at least people in the audience are laughing. But the problem is, movie audiences aren't as big. So, it's not as big of a... I remember seeing Dumb and Dumber back in the day, and everyone in the theater was laughing, and then it made the whole experience better. And then comedy movies now, if you go to a movie theater, let's say after it opens, right? Let's say it's not as packed, the comedy loses steam. But still, an action movie to me, like I said, like something like a 1917 movie or, Star Wars movies. I mean, those are really cool, and those are just blockbuster releases, really.
Oh, yes, because the world needs another Star Wars movie.
Well, not these last couple have been at best, but...
Is it done? Is the trilogy, the quadruple trilogy done? I don't follow it.
The Skywalker stuff is done because they made all 9 of those.
Leia, she's done too?
The Skywalker is done. I'm not going to spoil anything, but the Skywalker thing's done, but they're not going to stop making Star Wars ever. Sorry. I know it's brutal for you to hear.
Just as long as you can go see them by yourself.
I'm going to have to. And actually, I do like seeing movies by myself. A lot of people need to have someone go with them. I do not. I like to be by myself, get, cookie dough bites and a big gulp of whatever soda I want to have.
Are those your snacks of choice?
I probably...
You go sweet, not salty?
Oh, yeah. Cookie dough bites for sure. Cookie dough bites. And then, if they have other candies too, like Twix. You got licorice. I mean, snow caps.
Do you ever do the gangster candy where you put it in your pocket and you bring it in?
I used to do that, but then I realized I did that. I did that a little bit. I think high school. I did that a lot.
Yeah.
High school, I snuck in candy all the time.
But, I mean, it's just a more economical decision.
Yeah, it is. But guess what? Those cookie dough bites are awesome.
You could get cookie dough bites. Like, you can get 4 boxes of cookie dough bites for the same price you buy.
But then I carry the guilt, you know. And then I just want to walk into the movie and just watch the movie.
Guilt. I had a friend who used to pop the popcorn at home and bring it in a Ziploc bag in the theater. She was a good friend to go to the movie with.
Oh, my
God. I didn't take it that far. Like, I put water bottles in my purse. I definitely put candy in my purse. I'm not spending $10 on a box of M&Ms.
You put water in your purse? What?
Yeah. Like a bottle of water.
A bottle of water? Man, that sounds like a mess waiting to happen eventually.
Yeah. All right. Certain things in, like, a water bottle. You could even put a mixed drink in a water bottle. But now they started checking purses. Now they're being all, like, security at the airport about it because everyone is onto the scheme that the movies are expensive.
You just go get your cookie dough bites. I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
No, mine is a small portion of popcorn that maybe we share.
Popcorn, yeah. Popcorn's quite good.
And also something sweet.
Okay.
Whether that be
Twizzlers.
I think peanut butter M&Ms might be my movie.
I'm nervous about big, like, peanut butter M&Ms only because I also don't want to, like, dry gag, like, you know, like, choke on something, you know.
It's the same shape. A cookie dough bite and then peanut butter M&M are the same shape.
But the cookie dough bites, they you know, you can bite through them easily. The peanut M&Ms, you got to work a little bit. You got to crunch
not the
a little
peanut,
bit.
Peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter M&Ms. Okay. Mmm. Mm. All right. If you say so. I also don't want to be a loud cruncher either. During the movie.
You think other people around you? I mean,
think
about
annoyed,
the popcorn
yes.
people.
I get annoyed, yes. If there's a movie I really want to see, and people are, especially talkers too, but that's a, talking is a whole nother thing.
Oh,
but.
Yeah, no. The talkers gots to go. They have to watch Hulu yeah. at home. Get out.
Yeah, this is why this is the benefit for me having the streaming services exist because more people watching at home, theaters are empty. The last two movies I've been to, like, three seats over, three seats behind me, three seats in front of me, empty. I can stretch out. There's maybe like five other people in the theater. It's glorious. That's how I love. And then, like, you're in a big movie theater, you know? That's
yes.
the way to do it. That's
yes.
the way to watch a real movie that you really give a shit about, okay? That's the way to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And what does your pre-movie dinner look like?
Well, those that know me well won't be completely surprised, but they're Uno's is, you know, a place that's dear to my heart because of course pizza, but deep dish right before the movie is amazing.
So many authentic pizza places in New York, in Astoria no less, and you want to go to the chain,
yeah.
the one pizza chain that exists,
but no one, none of the other chains around, I'm not excuse me, nothing, the local places, they don't make any deep dish that can compare to Uno. They make their traditional slices, but that's me. What, you know, I'm,
yeah.
a deep dish, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Top
I
that.
Like
Try that. To top that.
No, I know you're not going to agree with this because you like large quantity portions, but I like having small plates before going to a movie, like tapas, or just having like a couple of appetizers because I know I'm going to eat at the movie. So really, if you think about it, it's like 4 hours of eating. Because you're eating first, and you're having a drink, maybe, like, at a place near the movie theater. I don't have, like, a specific place in mind. I just have the size.
Mm.
You know, like the tapas.
Interesting.
The
Interesting.
Classy.
The overpriced,
you know, like,
small food.
Yes, I do like the overpriced small food.
Miss,
thank you very much.
Miss budget concerned going to the movies and buying candy.
I just want to make sure it's worth my while. It's got to be a good movie.
Well, tapas,
I'm not budget. I'm not overly budget concerned, but
I'd
want
rather,
to make sure the movie is worth it.
I'd rather pay for movie theater portion candy than little tapas, whatever they're called. These plates. What is this? Like, you know, these or like hors d'oeuvres. Like, what's going on? Why are they so small?
You get to try. It's a sample. It's a small sampling plates. It's all about like sharing food. I know you don't like that.
I'm not a food sharer. I'm very selfish with my food, obviously. God, I don't get it. I don't get tapas. I mean, the food's good, but just not enough. You gotta multiply it by 3 and then I'll have tapas.
Well, your barometer of whether or not food is good is like is this too much food for me to eat? Then it's good. Mm. Like, is the plate the size of this table? Then yes. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Quantity. You're more about quantity.
Well, I do like quality too. But again, if I'm paying, you know, $13 for something, right? $13, $15, right? For, let's say, an entree. A cheap entree is $13. Most things now are like $15. $15, I need to get like somewhat full. It can't be like little dainty and cute, okay? I don't want my food to be cute. I want it to be girthy and good. That's the key.
Quality ingredients, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Well, I know we're not going to agree on this.
No.
Never, never.
No. Don't get ripped off, everybody. Don't get ripped off.
I will eat my tapas with my girlfriends and my mom, and you can make sure you still eat your gigantic plates of Italian food.
That's it. That's how I live. I don't live any other way. That's it. So
yeah. What else are you missing during this downtime of COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the work from home thing's kind of cool. Everyone's getting to that, obviously. That's nice for everybody. So that's a plus. So people aren't missing the commute, right? No traffic in the morning, you know. But definitely what I'm missing, sports. I'm missing my sports.
Yeah.
Why? I'm missing my sports big time. All the leagues are shut down.
I'm so sorry for you.
That's not right. Kronk, that's not right. That's not right. That ain't right.
Well, what sports do you miss most of all, or just like all of them?
Well, this is going to irritate you to no end, but I miss all of them.
Oh,
I miss
my
all the sports.
God. Are you kidding? They span the whole calendar year.
I love it. I love it. There's always something on, always a sport on. Because I don't really have any other, like, I don't know, like, deep interest in other stuff. Like, I guess, like, some TV shows and then, like, movies I watch when they come out. But there's nothing that, like, carries me throughout the whole year of, like, constant. So I like the seasonality of it, too. And, like, and then, of course, like, sports. And then, of course, I grew up in Boston. So, of course, I've been spoiled in that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it.
Teams always win.
Well, we wish they always win. But some teams have been choking lately.
My
team's been losing the playoffs lately, but
you know what's so interesting to me though about sports? Well, first I have a question for you. Like, did you start young, just like always watching sports with your dad and your brother?
It was mostly, well, just for everyone to know, I was the most spastic ADD kid ever. Okay. A lot of kids are misdiagnosed for having ADD. The doctor nailed it with me. He's like, oh no, Patrick, you have ADD, like real bad. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, half a second later, I was looking the other direction, of course. So I would just run around. My dad would give me a soccer ball. He'd throw me a football. He'd say, hey, listen, go outside. Just run around. Don't run around the house.
Okay.
That's how I got into sports. And then the 90s, like, what a better of an era for sports. They all launched. Like,
dance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jordan was the man back in the day. Ken Griffey Jr. was rocking baseball. Gretzky with hockey. I mean, you know, I was very... And there wasn't even my favorite sports teams. They were just, you know, athletes that just launched a sport. So, and having this, like, stock of all of them. It would be one thing if, like, sometimes you had the NBA had, like, a lockout where the players are bitching about how many millions of dollars. I mean, you know, you guys are all getting fucking paid, you owners and players, so.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, I don't know what
it is. A little bit, but.
But the thing that's so interesting to me, right? So, I'm just going to do a rough estimate. So, let's say Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. During football season. It's like 4 hours of your day, each of those days, 12 hours a week. Multiply that by all the weeks of the year. Like, you could have so many hobbies. Think about all this. That's only football. All the different sports that run concurrently. Hockey, the playoffs that runs for like 5 to 7 months.
It's awesome. Yeah, I know. I'm aware how wonderful it is.
You could have like a really legitimate side hustle. For all those hours, if you like add up all the football hours, all the basketball hours,
it's totally worth it. It's totally worth it. You're not gonna, I don't, you know, and a hobby. I mean, you know, I don't know, a side hustle. Well, I guess a hobby. I don't know. Like, what would that be?
You could almost have a second career with how many hours are spent watching sports.
I suppose so, but I don't know. Watching sports is glorious.
No, I mean, you do you. I know you're itching to have the sports come back, but me...
I want them back.
I think it's glorious.
Oh, that's messed up. That's messed up.
I mean, it's just so nice.
Just dead air is nice. Nothing else is on.
It's not dead air. There's...
Nothing cool is on. We have to wait till The Mandalorian comes out with the second season. Like, this is awful.
Like, the golden age of television, or the second surgence of the golden age of television. There's so much to watch. It's just, there's no sports to watch.
Yeah. So... Which is why there's really not much on to watch. Okay?
I think we've been doing our fair share of binging, and there's plenty.
I mean, technically, yes. But it's kind of like, you're caving into, like... making a selection with a ton of mediocre options. You know, it's like, oh, okay, well, we'll just watch this one. And then, when you know, actually what ends up happening, people streaming, this is why I also miss sports. Because now, more than ever, we're rewatching stuff we've already seen.
I know.
That's the problem.
That blows, which is cool sometimes. Mind. Let's rewatch this game. I mean, sure, it's like watching the best stuff. I get it.
But at least sports, like it's unscripted. It's just that games happen, and some things you can predict.
There's other forms of entertainment that are unscripted, improv. There are shows that are improv-based.
I mean, I guess. But, you know, I don't know.
Maybe you just need to find a really good improv show. Maybe that's the key. Where they also throw, like, footballs around.
So I would need an improv show where they hit each other. And
knock each other to the ground.
Talk shit to each other. You know, taunt each other. Chug beer. I mean, that's the kind of improv show. If one exists, please let us know. Okay, and let's, you know, I'll watch it. Until that day, I will miss my sports big time.
Until that day, I'll just be in the sidelines, because
it's not right.
No sports are on. No sports are on.
That's not right. That's not right. Don't man, come on.
No, you don't. You know, I thought that was very like sportsmanlike. That's what people do in the stands, right? Like they cheer.
That's not the right. That's not the right attitude.
I didn't do it right.
No, you cheer, but it wasn't the. That's not the right attitude. You know, that's not nice. Don't pick on my sports. Come on.
I think, wait. For how many hours I have watched sports alongside you, I think I can give you a few digs.
I guess.
How about the most epic sports story of all? Our second date.
Oh, shit, that's right.
It was the Stanley Cup playoffs. We had been in Central Park all day doing a little day drinking, and... you fall asleep during the longest Stanley Cup playoff game of all time.
Yeah,
and my Blackhawks, dad never Bruins. Watched hockey. So I had no idea how long. I mean, overtime, triple overtime, it was like 17 hours long.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy game, because it was, you know, Stanley Cup Finals, overtime, two iconic franchises, Blackhawks, Bruins. I mean,
all I hear is, mom.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what iconic franchise.
And well, wow. Like, you know, these teams have won multiple championships. They've been around for decades, you know? They, you know.
Lots at stake. Lots at stake. Trophies.
Appreciate that, Kronk. You're being mean to my sports. I don't like it. But anyways, it was just hockey. The NHL playoffs is actually one of the best forms of playoffs, too. Now,
NHL
it does.
Is the best form?
Of all the sports of playoffs, yes.
It goes on for like 7 to 10 years.
But that's like rare. Stop it. 7 to 10 years. Get out of here.
It's like Christmas to 4th of July, the hockey playoffs.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit shorter than that, obviously.
You said it.
It's
you
shorter
hesitated.
Than that.
You knew. How many months
listen,
is it really, though?
Okay, so there's each round's the best of seven. Sometimes they take 2 weeks. And sometimes they can take under 10 days if, like, a team gets up early, or if a team sweeps, it could take a week.
So best of seven for, like,
basically
50 teams?
The NHL, no. Jeez. If you're going to talk trash, you better start paying attention. Usually,
I am not paying attention to that.
But usually, the playoffs usually take 2 months. So, you know, the NHL, NBA seasons will start from October, and they'll run usually till like early May. Late April, early May. The playoffs will start. So, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot
That's
of it depends
only
the
first
on...
first round of playoffs, right?
First round to start like in late May.
First round
early
is
May.
2 months long?
No, the month, each round.
Oh God, Kronk.
Kronk, you are disconnected. Each round's not a month long. Each round's like a week. Each round's like a week, 2 weeks at most long. 7-game series. They play every other day. Sometimes like they play back to back.
Each series is 2 months long.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, what month is it? Oh, it's 4th of July. Hockey's still going.
No, it doesn't go. It doesn't go until July. That's when baseball. That's when baseball is midway through. Come on. Oh, I'm never gonna sell you on this.
Never.
But I want my sports back. I don't like it.
I know. Yeah. But for your sake, I do hope they come back for you. For you.
You don't fucking mean that shit. You don't mean that shit. You are so full of it. You're full of it.
Well, no, you like it, so
you hate it. I like it. You hate it.
I don't hate it.
Oh my gosh! All right. Yeah, but that's it. Yeah, that's really.
So I think that brings us to our trivia segment, and we're gonna stick with our sports theme here.
Oh yes. Okay.
And so we're going to launch into our new trivia segment called Book Report Trivia.
That's right. So basically, of course, trivia, we'll get a trivia question. And then there's a punishment involved for one of us. So
stakes are high.
There are some high stakes here. Now, we can always adjust how confident we are with our particular answer once we hear the question. Our betting thing we're doing right now is based on content and going along with that. For this particular question, we decided that we're going to bet each other with an episode of a TV show to watch.
TV show? Right. That's tier one.
That's tier one. That's like your okay.
Movie.
Movies, like I'm confident.
Tier two.
Yep.
And really overly confident is a whole season of a series.
At least 10 episodes.
These 10.
So if we're betting someone to have to watch something that's 10 episodes long, we are like, we have to be experts or else that's a big risk to take. So, all right. So now we know, so right now for this one as the intro trivia for everybody, we're going to be betting the TV episode, right?
No.
What are we betting?
The question first.
Oh, you want to do the question first. Okay.
Trivia question first, and then
okay.
We are going to place our wager.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so
Patrick, what's the question?
So the question is, and neither of us know this beforehand, right?
Right.
We both will know this question. So the trivia question for today is, when did the United States host its first Olympic Games? That's winter or summer, right? It's right. The U.S.'s first time they hosted any
Olympic Games for the U.S.
Exactly. The first time they hosted any sort of Olympics at all. So that's the question. That's our book report trivia question for this episode.
I'm going to wager a movie.
You're going to wager a movie?
I am. I'm going right out of the gate with
a movie.
Risk.
Okay.
Big risk.
Okay. All right. Man, all right. You know what? I got to match it.
Your wager.
I'll match it. This sports is my thing. I got to get this, right, guys? I have to win this one.
Fingers crossed, I win.
So we'll see. Okay, so I will match you. I will match you your movie.
Movie is the wager.
Mm-hmm. So now,
And so the terms of the deal is, once we confirm who got closer to the year.
Right, the year the Olympics were held. That'll determine.
That will determine who wins. Mm-hmm. And the winner names the movie the loser has to watch, and they also have to write a 1-page book report in crayon.
Book report. So we're going to take you guys back to 3rd, 4th grade with mm-hmm. this. So we'll have fun with this. We'll air the book report. We'll be
on the next episode.
Okay. So grade school style. So that's it. So that is our trivia game that we're going to have. We're going to have fun with this. We're going to torture each other, but it's what it is. We'll live with it, and we'll be better people for it, I guess. We'll try to be.
So should we say what the bet is before we find out the answer?
Yeah, so let's...
What do you bet, Patrick?
So what I'm going to do is, for a movie for you, what could I torture you with for a movie? Make you watch a movie. Yeah, you know what? Since you were talking smack about Star Wars, I'm gonna make you watch a Star Wars movie. So I'm gonna make you watch. Let's see, which one can I make torture you with? Make you watch. I'm gonna make. You know what? I'm gonna start her off episode one. You're gonna start off episode one, Phantom Menace.
Never seen any of the episodes. So.
Perfect. Perfect thing to torture her with. Okay. So okay. So my Star Wars episode one, Phantom Menace is your.
Okay. Person. And for you, you have to watch Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, in fuck its no.
Entirety.
I better nail this
and
question.
If you fall asleep, it's paused and you have to resume after wake up. No sleeping.
All right.
Because he's guilty. That's... He falls asleep during movies all the time, especially English drama.
Okay. Yeah. So that's fair. We'll clarify. If the person does fall asleep, yes, it must be paused. The person must be woken up, or if they continue falling asleep, they have to rewatch from that point.
It's not complete. You go, yeah, you watch it in its
You can't miss a wink of it. All right, fair enough. All right, that's fair.
Okay.
I got to nail this trivia question.
What year do you think the first U.S. Olympics were?
The first U.S. Olympics. I'm going to say 1912. I'll say 1912 was the first the time the U.S. hosted Summer or Winter Olympics.
Okay. And I'm going to say
1934. Okay. All right. Lock it in.
Okay.
1912.
You're going to Google?
She had 1934. Yes. Let me, the internet knows it all, right? So let's go on the internet.
Let's see.
And, give me 1 second here. I'm going to get off screen for a second. Any last words?
Nope. I'm just hoping I win because I can't wait to see you watch Pride and Prejudice.
Okay, here we go. Yes! Ladies and gentlemen,
no!
Your first winner, or I should say, you're really going to win because you get to watch Star Wars now. So really, Kronk has won. Episode all one, right. Phantom Menace. Kronk is watching it. 1904. 1904. Yeah, the movie. Yeah, it's probably 2 hours, 40 minutes. Star Wars, you're screwed. 1904 was the U.S. Olympics and Olympic Games. I'm trying to think. And where did the, it's just a cool fact. Inaugural Games were in St. Louis. And they were kind of a mess, kind of a disaster. That's what the quick Google search says. 1904. I was only 8 years off. Not bad.
I was really off. I'm going to pay for that one. Okay, so...
She got cocky and challenging me to a sports question. It's arrogance. That's what that is.
It's not. I'm competitive. I like to win. So, you know, I like to up the ante.
I won on the inaugural trivia.
On the first one. You won
champion.
On the first one.
That's right.
I will report back
okay.
with my book report.
Book report on Star Wars Phantom Menace. This is amazing. This is amazing. I'm pumped.
I'll get you.
I'm excited for you.
I will make sure that you watch Pride and Prejudice in its entirety.
Well, guess what? Star Wars Phantom Menace is first. And now I get to turn you into a Star Wars nut. I'm going to take you through all the movies.
You're going to have to
my
a lot
goal.
Of bets to do that.
Well, I'm off to a good start. All undefeated right now. Let's go. Keep going.
All right.
So Kronk will have to do a book report.
My competitive spirit... it's crushed, but I guess we'll sign off for today. I'll go watch Star Wars, kicking and screaming.
You're going to love it. You don't even know.
No, don't place that bet. That's never going to be that
one. All right, I won't bet on that. Fair enough. I'll stand clear of that bet. So.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for returning to our podcast.
Yep, and we'll come back with Kronk's book report and more fun stuff, and we're going to solve the world's problems. Have fun. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.